We're just chatting now about the film The Silent Village that Humphrey Jennings directed in Cwm Gwaedd and the Estragon Light area in the early 40s. Could you please tell us about that and your father's involvement?
Well, my father played the part of one of the union people in the who was shot. I think it was something to do with the Heydrich or something like that. But it was a mishmash. It wasn't really a true story. It was a story of the people in Lidice were shot because somebody was involved in the killing of Heydrich. And that's why they picked on the village, took all the men and shot them. Shot men and boys and shot them. And my father was one of the plotters who were plotting the killing of Heydrich, and he was shot in the thing and was carried on a stretcher down the mountain. And I remember I went to see it with my sister, who kept crying because my father had been shot. And I couldn't understand him. When we got outside, I said, "Look, it's only a bloody film," and I was only a kid, you know. What was I, 7, 8?
Right. So what are your memories then of the sort of production team coming down to the area?
Well, it was extraordinary because you'd get a German sort of vehicles coming up and down the street and Achtung, Achtung, and this, that and the other. And of course, the people spoke Welsh, so they had to have Welsh speakers, so the only the Welsh speakers were involved, and it was subtitled, as you know. I mean, you know, so that they put the subtitle, the people spoke in Welsh, and they subtitled. It's a very clever idea, I think. And but that's all I can remember about it. I mean, they took the school over, Sugar Lice Primary School.
Were you in the film?
I was in there. I was walking up and down in a big row of kids, you know.
So what were your memories of that time with your school friends, and how were you feeling at the time?
We were pissed off, quite honestly, because we had to line up and then march back into the school and then out again and then march back into the school again. I mean, it was
Did you know why you were doing that?
Well, we knew we were being filmed, yeah.
But did you know really the premise of the film?
I didn't realise it was...
and the story of Lidice.
No, didn't realise that.
So how many people were involved at the time that you knew in the film?
Well, everybody in the school was involved when they were shooting at the school. All them, the masters, everybody was, and the kids. And they were... and I think everybody, I mean, they used to come and get my father in afterwards. They'd shoot things in a pithead bath. Was that those scenes there? They had scenes there where they were quite jovial, the lads were quite jovial. And before the happening, and then of course the big lineup and the shooting and all that.
So,
and the funny thing is, the picture, the broken picture in the river, at the end of it, was a picture of my uncle's father's picture. And I said, "They've broken the picture." No, that's just a copy. So.
So what kind of effect did the film have after? Did you see the film
quite soon after? Yeah, it was a propaganda film. Yeah.
Yes, so was there sort of like a premiere in Estragon Lice?
Yes, more or less. And again, in the, I think it was in the Astoria, or was it in? Yes, it was in the Astoria cinema.
The cinema in Estragon
Lice. Not the welfare hall.
Right.
In the Astoria.
What kind of effect did that have then? Once you saw the whole
story? Well, people
were
shouting out, "Oh, look, there's drawing blogs and there's Arthur. Oh, look, there's me, look." You know.
Even though the story, the narrative was horrendous.
Horrendous, really.
You were still looking out for each other on the film.
Absolutely. I'm sure if they saw it 3 or 4 times, they'd realise what
the effect took hold.
I've got a copy of it at home.
Yeah, how do you feel about it now, looking back?
Well, it's I've got a VHS thing, and of course, technology's moved on since then, so I'll have to get it put onto a disc, I think.
So, is it strange how it sort of links in with Joseph coming to the Minister of Life a few years later?
Well, I think it did. Jennings had that. I think
planted a seed.
I think that that group in London would have said, "Look, for God's sake, go up there, you know, and that's the place for you to get real colliers to paint."
And what group was that?
Well, Jennings's group, presumably, you know, and Del Banco, people like that.
Yeah, art dealers and like.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Right, I've got to go.
Yes, I was going to say, we've been away, but thank you so much for sharing the story on the Silent Village.
Not at all. Delighted to do it.